meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, the transplants are here.
Unacceptable.
Travis Barker's here, along with Rob Aston. And these guys, of course, Travis, you know, from Blink 182 and Boxcar Racer. And Rob, where do you know Rob from? Hi.
How are we doing?
Hey, Rob. Hey, lean up on that mic there,
we
Rob.
We don't know Rob from anywhere. This is Rob's first band.
All right, well, this is where you're going to know Rob from now on, and then whenever you're in your next band and people ask you. Ask you, where do we know you from?
All right.
Travis is opening a case of beer.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's actually probably just a 12-pack, to be fair to Travis.
Yeah, it is.
And the guys just walked in. The new CD is called The Transplants, and there's no tour dates, as far as I know.
We're shooting for February.
For February.
Yeah, like Tim, the other member of The Transplants, is recording a Rancid record right now.
Right.
I'm doing Boxcar and then Blink in January, and then February, Transplants is going to concentrate on world domination.
That's right.
And how do the guys in the other bands, Blink, Boxcar, Rancid, are they supportive of all this? How does it work?
Like, you know, it's like one, you know, big family. Everyone supports everyone else's projects, and everyone comes out, and, you know, there's no weird, like, feelings between any of the bands because someone's giving too much attention to one band or another, you know.
Right. No touring schedules have conflicted or recording sessions or anything like that?
We're so fortunate, like, as far as Blink, Boxcar, and Transplants, we kind of work among the same people, so they can really, like, schedule things, like, you know, like, working around my schedule as well as, like, you know, Tim's schedule. So, like I said, it's like he said, it's a big family. Like, there's never a big problem. Like, oh, so-and-so's going to tour right now. No way. Like, blah, blah, blah. We just work it out because we understand, and we're all so fortunate to be involved with so many projects, you know?
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Drew, what if I joined a... No, wait, I'm not in a band. All right, forget it. I was going to ask a hypothetical
about the workforce?
About me joining another band.
But the workforce.
Yeah, what if I got a job?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
You'd be jealous, right?
I'd be shocked. And then jealous.
All right. Drew has brought his flu shot in tonight, everybody.
Yeah, you ready?
He's giving it to Ann. He's giving it to... who else did you give
Sarah,
it to?
Anderson, Ryan.
All right, he's going to give it to me. Now, I don't have any side effects from that.
No, just sore arm.
What do some guys say? You feel flu-like symptoms?
Yeah, I think people have finally given up on that because the flu shot's been widely enough distributed that people are realizing that's BS.
Yeah, I never felt anything.
Yeah, you can feel a headache. You're a little tired for 24 hours, but
I always feel that way.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna hear something from The Transplants and the new CD called The Transplants out this Tuesday, the 22nd. It will be available. Are you guys doing, is there like any record signing thing or CD signing thing?
We did like five or six of them, mostly just California, like listening parties and stuff, just so kids could come out and hang out and get free shirts and posters and stickers and just crap like that. Because we can't do any shows, you know, until February, so we wanted to do something for the kids.
Right. Hey, Travis, are you guys, is Blink from San Diego or Orange County?
Blink's from San Diego. I'm from Corona. It always gets mixed up. Like, people think I'm a San Diego native.
Right.
No. I don't know. I'm not taking anything away from San Diego. It's cool if you're retired. But
I got a big argument about that at the office on Friday.
They all said Orange County.
Jimmy said Blink, San Diego. We're doing this. MTV's not doing the Rockin' Jock this year.
Okay.
We're going to do something instead.
Man Show's going to do something?
Something like that. Me and Jimmy and, like, Carson Daly and I don't know what else. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. And we're like, well, we're going to be in San Diego. Maybe we'll have, like, Blink play. And then Jimmy's like, Blink's from San Diego. And then everyone else like, no, they're from Orange County. And that's when the furniture started flying.
You should have the Transplants play.
So we'll have the Transplants play.
There you go.
But they're not from San Diego.
Nope.
Thank God.
All right. All right, let's go to the phones, and then we'll hear something off the Transplant CD. This is Kelly, who's 38. Kelly?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Hi, I was wondering if it's normal for a man to wear his wife's panties.
Is it normal? What do you think, Kelly?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You're calling from Bakersfield?
Mm-hmm.
It's normal for Bakersfield, but the rest of the country, no. It's considered abnormal behavior.
What do you think it means?
Well, hold on, baby. Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
What are you into, speed?
Why do you ask that?
I can tell. You sound like it.
All right, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Well, since anyone calling from Bakersfield has about an 80% chance of being into speed anyway, but you're kind of...
You're like this?
You sound like you're auctioning livestock, except for you're angry about the livestock.
Yeah, the irritability comes ringing through, Kelly. So if you wonder why the world is doing things to you, maybe it's what you're putting out.
Okay, you might be right about that.
You got any kids? It's like the show Dragnet.
Really? Now three. I got two. I've been now three. Now three.
Do you have any kids, Kelly?
Yeah, three.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You have three, Kelly?
Oh, man. How old are they?
10, 14, and 16.
Oh, all right. How are they doing?
Not very well.
Why?
That is definitely shocking. Why not?
Just everything that's going on around here, and even that kind of affects them. You know, they kind of, when we get in fights, I kind of mention that.
Oh, the panties. That comes flying out of your mouth?
Yeah.
What, you mentioned to the kids?
Well, not...
Yelling at her husband.
Right.
Hey, yeah. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So bigger than the panty issue, and I do them... Well, no, if you're doing second, speed, they're probably not big panties.
Bigger than the panty issue is his relationship with Kelly, and the fact that he's with Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, is this the father of the three, or is this...
Just the fact... It doesn't really matter. Just that's a bigger issue than the panty.
Okay.
This is his girlfriend or wife, whatever.
What branch of the construction field do you think this guy's in? I'm going roofing or drywalling?
Roofing.
I'm going trucking, roofing, drywalling.
Metal, like a tin knocker.
Not a sheet rocker? You're going tin knocker? All right. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
What's your husband do?
What he used to do. Finish carpenter.
Finish carpenter. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew he was in the trades.
Right.
What's he doing now?
Finish part.
Excuse me?
He's disabled with a back injury on Vicodin?
No.
No. What's he doing now?
Same thing. He's been doing that for 12 years.
Doing carpentry.
Didn't you say it's what he used to do?
That's what I used to do.
Oh, it's what you used to do.
That's right. Yeah. All right, so Kelly, this is your husband we're talking about.
Right.
And the father, he's the father of the three kids?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking. Okay, so can you get off the speed?
I'm trying.
I think that's the number one issue.
Yeah, the bigger issue
here
is the profound addiction that's sort of percolating through your family. And I'm sure, what's your husband taking?
Same.
Speed also. That's the much bigger issue. Whether or not he wears panties is such a small issue compared to this huge, huge sort of elephant sitting in your living room, which is
right, and I understand that, and I'm really working on that.
All right, we'll go to the program, get a sponsor, make him do the same thing.
I think it's getting worse, though. Can that make it get worse?
The panties? A thong back will make it worse, because that adds pressure to the rectum.
The drug use can stir up all kinds of bizarre behaviors, and then by the same token, when people stop, their feelings are all over the place, and they start struggling with that, and the behaviors can get kind of screwy for a little while.
All right, so Kelly.
Does it mean he's gay?
No, it does not.
Listen, that's the least of your problems. Listen to me, screwball. You got three kids. You've screwed them up enough. Don't continue to screw them up by getting high all the time, right?
And don't have fights in front of them. That's,
please.
That's crazy.
Get off the speed. You know when you watch that show Cops and you make fun of the people?
Right.
That's you.
I know.
All right, baby. Now, come on.
Okay.
That's enough.
Okay.
You're a smart enough person.
Get yourself a sponsor
get
now.
Get off the speed. Get into the program. Get your husband off the speed. Try to create a life for your kids at home. Don't have any more goddamn kids. And then call us back when all that's done, and I'll give you the answer with the panties.
All right.
Then we'll talk about panties.
Wow.
Adam will do some panty talk at that point.
I promise we'll have a panty chat. When you get your six-month chip, then we talk about panties. I put that out to all the listeners, by the way. You want to talk panties with Uncle Adam?
That's good.
You show me that chip. Show me that one-year cake, and then we'll talk about the panties. Oh, my God.
That's weird.
And living in Bakersfield. They're considered Ozzie and Harriet, by the way, in Bakersfield. That's just an average family doing some crank, wearing some panties. Katie?
Katie?
Oh, yeah?
You're 15?
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, I have... Oh, hold on, wait. Veronica, turn off the radio.
The radio?
I'm sorry, yeah. The thing is that I had this boyfriend for, like, 3 or 4 months. Like, it was, like, 3.5 months. And we were going out, like, really hot and heavy, and he didn't... he had told me he loved me, like, in the first week of going out. And I was, like, weirded out by it. I was like, what the hell? Why are you telling me you love me? And, like, I cleared it up with him, and we were going out. But then we stopped because he's not as smart as I am, I guess. So I didn't have anything to talk to him about.
Is he a human being?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a physical thing.
You found the one guy.
He was just really nice. Okay. And so, I don't know, I guess that attracted me to him. And afterwards, we broke up, and now the school started all over again. And this girl starts talking to me all of a sudden. I've never met her before at all, and she's really nice to me. She's like, oh, so do you know this guy, Ryan? And I'm like, okay, yeah. And she's asking me about him, and like, oh, so what did you guys date? So this and this and that. And I told her all this stuff, and then I found out that she's going out with him.
Uh-huh.
And she looks just like me.
Uh-huh. But she's not as smart as you.
No, she's not.
Well, she's a perfect match for him. She's just what he's looking for.
That's perfect then, right?
Yeah. She just looks like me, and she acts like me.
Well, you should be happy for him.
I am, but, like, it's weird. Like, she keeps asking me questions, but I'm like, oh, so have you ever done anything with him? How's he at it? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well,
it sounds like she's jealous maybe a little bit.
She's jealous of herself.
Yeah.
I have no idea. And then, like, I'm in a musical show at my school. And he had always asked me if he could go, and I always told him no because I didn't want him to go see me there.
What show are you in?
It's a school thing. It's like this like musical thing. We did like Big River.
They did Big River. Drew probably did. Drew, hold on. How many different ways can you whack that mic?
It's crazy.
You whack it with your coffee cup, then you punch it the big uppercut.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know what Drew likes to do with the mic? He likes to work the stand with a barrage of jabs, setting up the mic, and then come over the top with a short overhand right, take the mic right out. This move, he throws an uppercut, and then he usually comes over, turns it over, and throws a hook.
Here's the problem.
Jesus
Christ.
First
of all, I'm sitting too far forward.
Stop
too much
punching
up the mic.
The mic.
No, if I was just sitting back. First of all, I'm looking for the opportunity to give you that flu shot. So I was thinking about that. So.
All right, but Drew, once in a while. I don't punch equipment when I'm thinking.
All right.
What do you do at home when you're thinking? You have a fake mic to punch?
I just drop things.
All right. Drew starts thinking. He starts punching mics. You can give me the flu shot next break.
Right.
So,
the way I handle my hands, doesn't that inspire confidence?
Yeah, I know.
I miss you, hit the wall.
Scared you're going to push the old syringe through the back of my arm. Okay, now wait a minute. Katie over here, what's her deal?
No, Katie's nothing. Katie is got her ex-boyfriend into a girlfriend who's exactly like her. The
right.
Girl's mining for information about the guy. Just, if it makes you uncomfortable, just stay away from her.
Katie, you single?
Actually, I'm at the show. He went with his new girl, and I was there with a guy that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
He was really sweet.
Yeah, right.
Is this you? Have you called here before?
No.
Okay, that sounded like
okay,
it.
Listen.
It doesn't sound like she has a problem. She's got a new man. So what if the old man likes girls that look like
problem.
Her?
No problem.
Kudos to him.
Yeah, kudos to him. You got out of there. He was dumb. You didn't like him. Fine. Get on with your life.
Right. You understand? We got meth heads from Riverside who are wearing panties calling this show. Do you understand, Katie?
Yeah.
All right. Your problem is you don't want to wear your retainer at night, and this guy likes somebody else. It's...
I understand you'd be weirded out by this.
Should I just stay away from her then?
Yeah, if she makes you
laugh.
Yeah. Because, and then he's friends with the new guy. I like stuff.
All right. What is it? Everyone just stop it. And listen, women, and I guess guys are this way, but women are this way. Women can dump a guy, start going out with a new guy, and then be pissed at the guy they dumped for going out with someone else later on.
Right.
Listen, you can't dump somebody, start dating someone else, and then be pissed at the guy you dumped.
Yep.
For having a new girlfriend. Because she would be in your life, even.
What are you going to do? Just cut his head off and have it frozen? So you can thaw him and Walt Disney like 200 years from now so you can have a new boyfriend? Wait a minute. All right. I'll give that some thought during the break. Kristen?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up? Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
This question is to the group. I wanted to know if there's a, like, why are you guys doing more than one group? Is there a style difference that you're interested in, or just because?
Well, you kind of got to look at Transplants like its own band. Like, I mean, forget I'm Travis. Forget I'm even part of Blink or I'm part of Boxcar. And this is just, you know, three different people, like, making new music, you know. And yeah, it is different. If you're asking me, why I'm doing something else besides Blink or Boxcar, obviously, like, the music's different and it serves a different purpose, you know. Like, I think Transplants, music is totally different than Boxcar or Blink, and same thing for Rancid, you know, I think it's different for Tim. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like, if you like three different desserts constantly, or you have three different boys you like, I have no idea, like, you get something out of everything, you know, and Transplants is like a different side of me, and it's a different band, you know, it's own deal, and we have a different message than Blink.
Yeah, I really think you should come to D.C. when you out here.
We would love to.
We'll be out there in, like, February, March or something.
Okay, cool.
When they start their tour, they'll come by and see you.
All right.
All right, Kristen.
All right.
We should hear something from the Transplants off of that call, though. I think it's a good idea.
Sounds good.
Anderson, how are you doing? You ready? This is from the CD of the same name. And this one's called Diamonds and Guns. Transplants, everybody. Travis and Rob are both here. Transplants, the name of the CD, out Tuesday, this Tuesday, the 22nd. Should we take a break on time, Jerome?
Yeah, why not?
I don't think we've ever done that.
Do something, yeah, something interesting and new.
All right, when we come back, we're going to speak to Liz, who's 19. She got raped. She wants to explore her crazy rape memories, babysitter abuse, all the stuff that makes life worth living.
That easy, yes.
After this. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Travis and Rob are both here from the Transplant. CD is out on Tuesday, this Tuesday, the 22nd. Look for it.
And, buy two of them.
Yeah, buy one for your friend, your sister, your brother.
Your mom.
Nana.
Mom's Lois.
I'll buy one for mom. And then we'll hear something else off the Transplant CD in the 11 o'clock hour. All right. When we left off, we were going to speak to Liz, who's 19. Liz?
Hi.
Hey.
I just had a question about if you think you have a repressed memory, should you explore that or should you just kind of leave well enough alone?
You should be treated for being a trauma survivor, but you shouldn't necessarily focus on the memories.
How do you know if it really happened, though?
Doesn't matter. If she has evidence of being, if you have panic attacks, if you have post-traumatic stress disorder, if you dissociate, if you have chaotic relationships, if you're heading down the addiction road, yeah, that needs to be treated for sure. But how they treat it, really, it becomes a connection with the therapist and in new biological means, basically.
So where's that addiction road? Because I think it goes through North Hollywood.
There's a major freeway.
Sure, it was between Victory and Van Owen out.
And Magnolia's got a big off ramp.
I knew some friends who lived off of Addiction Road out there. Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
What do you think happened to you?
Well, I have a memory of. I was looking at down the top of the stairs, and my babysitter was letting her boyfriend in, and I remember going to my room to pretend I was asleep, and he came in. I don't know whether it was to, like, you know, try to get me to go back to sleep or to hurt me or whatever, but I had heard, I'm not sure if it was from this show or from somewhere else, that rape victims tend to, like, if you're raped once or you're molested once, you have a better chance of that happening again.
Yeah, it sort of wires in that freeze response,
right?
That dissociative response, and somehow perpetrators sense that in you.
So I didn't, and I've been raped twice. I didn't know if I should.
Were you physically abused growing up? Did anybody ever hit you?
No.
Were you abandoned in any way?
No.
How old were you when you thought maybe the babysitter's boyfriend got at you?
Well, it was in an old house, so it'd have to have been probably around 3,
yeah.
4.
Yeah, so did you have a lot of dreams and things about that kind of thing afterwards?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was then I had the dreams, but I know I've had it kind of reoccurring in my mind.
And what are they?
Just that he just kind of comes in, and then I usually wake up from the dream, and I'm usually scared, but I don't know if that's fear is real or something I'm making up or
right, so some kind of trauma.
Well, you got to get some therapy for the two rapes anyway.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, so then I should look into this.
Don't get caught up into the part where you're analyzing your 4-year-old experience so much.
Right, having or re-experiencing the memory will not necessarily do anything, but having the treatment will help you a lot. Okay.
Well, look at it this way. People who do remember being molested at 5 aren't cured.
No, they're the same.
They're maybe worse.
Yeah.
Right. And go Angels, right?
Yeah,
I mean, sorry about the rape, but go Angels, you know.
She's from Anaheim. She's from Anaheim. I know this guy's from Anaheim.
Right. Anaheim. And you know, Drew, I was thinking, I don't know, you didn't move. You grow up in the same house.
Mm.
Travis, did you move around?
I moved when I was 2.
2, but then you stayed?
Yeah.
Rob, did you... Did you stay in the same place?
I was born and raised in Fresno. I didn't move to L.A. until I was like 23.
I'm just saying to Drew, you have kids. It's important to move around a lot so you can get timelines on places.
You can mark memories.
You go, yeah, no, wait a minute. I didn't get molested. No, I got molested. I was back in Philadelphia when I got raped by my uncle. That's right. Then we moved out to Chatsworth. I got molested by a gym coach. But it was a house with bad rust-colored carpet in Chatsworth, I remember. And then See, you get to know where you were and what happened to you. If you're in the same house the whole time, you go, I don't know, it could have been one, could have been 23.
Yeah, you lose track of time.
Not sure.
Speaking of trauma, this reminds me.
Drew's going to give me the flu shot.
It's time.
Nice.
Have I ever gotten the flu?
The flu?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen you come in here with some peculiar viral illnesses with four quarts of carrot juice.
But that's not the flu, is it?
I think one of those was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What do you do? Ass cheek?
If, well,
go up the middle this time, no. Would you? Instead of the right cheek or the left cheek, just split the difference. go right up the crevasse, would you?
Give me that arm.
Drew, do you have to stand up?
I can throw it across the
room. All right. Please do. Oh, you just give it to me in the side of the arm? Oh, that's nice. All right. You should be using your mouth that way. That's it?
No.
That was nothing. Give me another one. Put some grain alcohol in there, Jerome. Give me another shot in the other arm.
Or heroin?
Heroin, yeah. You got heroin? What would that do? What if you put some alcohol in there and just shot it under the skin that way? Would it do anything?
It would burn like hell. Probably break down. But remember, we talked to... Was it
Tommy Lee?
No, it was one. Yeah,
Nikki Six.
Who said he was injecting JD. I mean, he injected JD.
Right. Who? Who are you pointing at? Anderson injected Jack Daniels?
It was actually vodka.
Oh, vodka.
Wow.
See, I knew he wasn't a hardcore. No. Injected vodka? Where? Just right into the vein?
The arm, like where your watch is.
Why? Why?
Because we're trying to find a cheap way to get drunk. Because we couldn't get it very often.
Oh,
we had problems.
God, evidently.
They have these things they invented. They're called shot glasses. You pour the vodka into the glass and then you put it in your mouth.
We were drunk and we thought if we went straight into the vein and we got straight... We could do that with like a shot glass. It would last us all week.
I'm just imagining that they're taking non-sterile fluid, injecting it directly into their. I mean, that's how you get infections of the heart valve.
You never heard of the. You never heard of the rectal beer bong?
We already tried that.
Good times.
Jesus
Christ. It seems like it'd be more of a mission to go and get a syringe and shoot it up your wrist than.
Yes.
Than to
if you ran,
I guess it's cheaper though.
Anderson's crowd had their own rigs with them. They have the little leather pouch and stuff. They fold it open.
We're friends with all the diabetics.
Oh, great. This is great. All right, let's get back phone and speak to John on line 5. John?
Hi, Adam. It's Juan.
Oh, Juan.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm calling from Anaheim.
Sorry,
so
Juan.
Angels.
Yeah, it says John up there.
Oh, one thing, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you follow him, but Rob Nem, the closer for the Giants, you look like him.
Yeah, you know, people keep telling me that.
You do.
And here's my whole thing. He's a good-looking guy, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I'm all right with any comparisons. Just when I get to Gilbert Godfrey all the time, that's painful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's the whole thing about being compared to whoever it is that you look like. As long as a person's better looking than you are, then it's good, right?
You're stoked.
Very true. And also, one thing, you and Jimmy are absolutely the best on national television every night in and out.
Well, thank you. I think
every night
we might be on tonight.
Oh, nice.
Good times.
Dr. Drew, hello.
Hey, John.
I have one question. It's Juan, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Juan, yes.
I have one question. My girlfriend and I, we've had sex a couple of times under ecstasy, and we want to know what kind of long-term damage can that do to our bodies.
It's mostly the brain that's the issue.
Yeah.
It destroys the part of the brain that's responsible for giving you a stable mood and for experiences of pleasure. So while it's extra pleasurable the few times you use it, down the road you may not be experiencing any pleasure with sex or anything else.
Correct.
But then there's other drugs that give you more pleasure can compensate
with.
Well,
the problem is you end up with the antidepressant medicines. It's the only thing that raises those chemicals back up, and they suppress your sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to have sex anymore.
Right.
Okay. And also,
but just two times, right?
Well, it's been more than that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, take it easy, because they are starting to find out that this stuff does screw your brain up a little bit.
Oh, correct. Now I was going to ask Dr. Drew, what kind of long-term damage can it lead to exactly?
Didn't I just say that?
Well, I don't know.
Over what period of time can it start kicking in?
You know,
you got about another 6 months before we got to incarcerate you.
No one knows the answer to that, but in my clinical experience, when patients tell me they've had more than 20 hits,
mm-hmm.
I expect them to be on medication the rest of their life.
Oh, wow.
How many times have you done it?
Once.
Also, Adam?
Yeah.
One more thing. Is there any way I can get some free tickets to the man show?
Yeah, you can have all you want, because we stopped taping.
Oh.
I'll drop like 500 off at your house.
Oh, man.
But the set's all torn down.
You and Jimmy or something.
Yeah, that's possible.
Is there any way I can buy it or something?
Yeah, I'll sell you one.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
$8.
No problem.
$8.
But that's just for me. Jimmy needs a taste, too.
Oh, really? So it would be 16?
Well, he only needs $4.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell him $4 and see if he goes for it, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right. I'll put you on hold, and I don't know how to do this.
Have Tara give him Jack Hole's number.
All right. I'll put you on hold, and you can talk to Tara about this.
All right, thanks, I appreciate it.
All right.
Go Angels.
Go Angels. Good times.
Did you see that game tonight?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Crazy.
It's like a 10-11 home runs, lead going back and forth.
We're not sports fans. Like, we're like, I don't know.
You guys, you rock. You don't need sports.
Yeah, I don't know.
the only bands that like sports are like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Exactly.
You don't want to be any Hootie
and
the Blowfish.
Like a bong relay or something.
I think we can appreciate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't mind playing sports. I just like watching it. It's boring. I like watching boxing, but
yeah,
I'm not
me too.
Baseball, you know?
Well, all the thing. I don't like baseball either. But
the World Series.
Anaheim's been around. I mean, the Angels been around for like 42 years, and they've never been to the play. They've never been to the World Series.
Right.
So I'm rooting for them just because it's been 40 some odd years. And then also, the games have just been amazing. I mean, it's just scoring every inning. You know, baseball is usually boring. You sit there, you watch for an hour, nothing happens.
Exactly.
This has been just nonstop monster home runs and double plays and crazy plays, and it's the first time I've seen it. Well, not the first time, but one of the few times it's been really entertaining.
Yep, agreed.
Both games. I think there's been like 20, they scored like 21 runs tonight, and they scored like 16 runs yesterday or something, like 15 runs.
There's an intensity to every pitch.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. They get that rally monkey out. Chris?
Yeah?
You're 15?
14.
All right. Hey, screeners, with the ages and the names, let's go now. We got Juan over here. Calling him John. We got Chris, who's 15. He's really 14. What's up?
I had questions about Accutane.
What about it?
The side effects are pretty bad. Well, like the depression and...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the depression. Mostly it's fatigue, that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is Accutane?
It's a vitamin A acid, basically, and it takes away acne. It cures acne. It's like a miracle drug. Yeah,
and
it will absolutely cure your acne.
Taking a pill?
Yeah.
What, you take it once a day?
Once a day, yeah.
And it dries you up?
Yep.
Is it? Do you get all dried up, like around your lips and stuff?
You can't, yeah, initially it will, yeah.
Chris?
Yeah?
Is it working for you?
I haven't taken it yet. I'm wondering if I should, because I'm on minocycline, and I've been on it for like a year.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well. I
mean, there's nothing worse than zits when you're 14 years old.
Theoretically, you take Accutane for 6 months, you potentially could be cured forever of acne.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you're genetically predisposed to have zits and bad skin, and by the way,
clears it up completely.
This whole thing, like you think, all right, well, the guy's got really bad skin, so high school's going to be rough, but it goes well in your 20s, and then you spend the rest of your life with pockmarks all over your face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lifelong thing.
It's ridiculous in this day and age. It's a completely curable condition.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
So, Chris?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go ahead and take that there? Do you have bad acne?
It's pretty bad.
This will be the end of it.
All right.
And Adam?
Yeah.
You're God.
Thank you. Well, God told you to take the Accutane.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Good times.
You know what, I had this question. Drew, maybe you can answer this, and Travis, Rob, you guys weigh in on this too, but a theory about, first off, the fact that I'm 38 years old and still getting the back zit.
Good times.
Still wondering how that works, but I'm looking myself in the mirror, seeing a little gray around the temple, but seeing the hair coming out of the ears, and then seeing the zit on the back and going, what am I, old or am I young? What is it, God? Is this high school or is this middle age? What is it?
Yeah.
One or the other.
Right.
The zit and the hair coming out of the ear?
Right.
But I was looking, a friend of mine who's my age, Daniel, he took his shirt off. He had a zit in the same place where I'll get my zit, which is right on that, right where you can't get it.
Yeah, right,
right in the wing there. You know, it's like you can't go topside on it, can't get your hand back. You try to go backside on it, you can't get to it. And I thought, maybe zits have evolved. Maybe that's their place. Maybe they're going there because we can't, maybe this is Darwinism with zits. They know this is where I can't get to them.
Well, they aren't treated. It's hard to treat those.
Yeah, but I don't treat the other ones unless you call just putting a vice, like, kung fu grip on them.
But maybe we've done such a good job of eradicating, they're moving south.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they pop up where you can't get to them. It's like, yeah, here's the zit choices now. The shoulder wing that you can't get to, or the ass cheek that you're having trouble finding.
How was Daniel's?
Was right.
How, did you squeeze it?
It's a nice looking zit. No, I didn't. I didn't get into it.
Oh.
No, I didn't. There was a third. Actually, Carson Daly was in our office. I wouldn't think I was gay. Normally, I would go right for it. Hmm. I see a big zit on a guy's back. I go for it.
When do you care what Carson thinks?
He might be into it. I just want him. You know, it can get gay. It can be perceived as gay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Emily?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was going to ask Travis and Rod, why did they choose the name Transplants?
Tim came up with it, actually. I think it was the day we decided we were going to start recording. He said, well, if we're going to have a band, we need to have a name. And he said, how about Transplants? And I was like, all right, you know, because it was my first band, and I didn't care. And I mean, it makes sense because I'm from Fresno originally. Tim's from the Bay Area. Travis is from Fontana. So we all transplanted from somewhere else.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, a little bit, kind of. Yeah.
Thought I explained it pretty good.
You know, I got to warn you about our callers. They ask questions and are not very interested in hearing what the answer is. So it becomes
especially
strange.
With the one they concocted in their head or whatever's ringing in their ears. Yeah. It's always, yeah, okay. All right, so.
But it happens night after night, right? They say the
call
band,
after call.
What motivated you to write this song? And they go, well, what I was thinking about. And they give a nice, eloquent story. And then they go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, so.
As if you just slapped it on them. All right. Emily?
Yeah.
Okay, where'd you think the band got the name?
I wasn't sure.
I think Jimi Hendrix Ghost came to one of them in a vision when they were all sucking off a hookah pipe in the middle of the desert, and the wind blew the tumbleweeds to spell out the word transplant. What do you think happened?
No, I was just wondering because, like, I thought of naming, like, one of my bands after transplants. I don't know, because I just thought it was a cool meaning and stuff.
Right.
I wanted to ask Travis, like, Travis, I know you're from, like, Fontana and, like, Corona and stuff.
Yeah.
And your friend was one of my friends, Melody. She's going to marry Tim.
Tim who? Oh, Tim Mills?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm friends with Melody, and I've always wanted to come, like, see you and everything.
Well, any friend of Melody's, friend of Travis's.
Well, I'm sure you can talk to Tim if you ever want to come and say hi or hang out.
I mean, you guys,
he'll make that happen.
You guys are like family, you know, yeah. Melody.
Yeah, Melody's like my hairdresser.
All right.
Here we go.
Hold on. Emily's got to be either really hot or really high. Emily?
Yeah?
You good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know good-looking women when I hear them on the radio because they wax on about stuff that no one cares about except for no one ever tells them to shut up in real life because they're hot. But on the radio, it becomes annoying because we're not looking at you.
We're not mesmerized.
Yeah, like Travis would be going, oh, yeah, no, totally, no, Melody, no, Tim, yeah. But he's not looking at you. So
yeah.
Now you're just annoying.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right, baby.
No,
you get yourself in positions where people can see you when you're talking. That's all. That's your strategy.
I'd love to come over and, you know, be on the radio with you guys. That'd be pretty cool. But
yeah. Well, listen, you know Melody, right?
Yeah.
All right.
She can bring you in.
She'll bring you in. She's getting married. All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. Travis and Rob are both here for the transplants, and we'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob and Travis both here from the Transplants.
Yep.
Transplants name of the CD. Coming out in 2 days. Coming out on Tuesday, the 22nd. And we're going to hear something off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. And where are we, Drew?
Talking to Stephanie, 19.
Stephanie.
How's your arm feel?
What, the one you gave the shot at?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I don't get any of that crap, any of that side effect crap that all you pussies worry about out there.
Some shots, not me. That'll make your arm feel horrible for a little while. What shot is that? Like tetanus shot? Like all those
tetanus
stuff?
Tetanus
does not
feel good, yeah.
Tetanus? Awful. Are you supposed to get a tetanus every, what, 6-8 years or something? No one ever does that, right?
Yeah, when they get cuts and
then someone gets cut and then some idiot goes, when did you get your last tetanus? Just once. I like to go, yesterday, mother effer! But it's always like, I don't know.
In spite of that, how many friends have you gotten, people you've known, ever heard of, getting tetanus?
Yeah.
No. Right, nobody gets tetanus.
There you go.
All right. Let's talk to Stephanie, who's 19. Stephanie?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up?
Anyways, my question is, well, my boyfriend, he's been very abusive and stuff for a while now, and I've been pregnant for 3 months, and at first he was, like, really happy, and now he doesn't really, like, act like it.
Why are you still with him if he's abusive and you're pregnant?
Because I love him, and...
No, unacceptable. That's not an answer that we'll entertain here. No.
How old is he?
22.
How old are you?
19.
And you're going to have the baby?
Yes.
And do you want to get married to this guy?
Probably.
What do you mean he's being abusive? What's he doing to you?
Well, he's hit me a couple times.
All right. That's it. This only gets worse. You got to get out.
No, but he wasn't like that before.
That's correct. And now
he's like that now. What if he hits you in the stomach and kills your baby?
I don't think he'll do that, though.
Did you think he'd hit you before?
I think you're right, Stephanie. He probably would actually kill you first, and that will kill the baby.
But let me say this, Drew. You say this only gets worse, but
always.
About when he punches himself out eventually and starts, has to take a couple of rounds off. You know what I mean? You know, he's punching, shoulders get tired.
You're right. It can be a lull.
Then he goes into the rope-a-dope.
But he gets better the more he gets into the rounds.
All right. Yeah. All right, Stephanie.
Huh?
Who punched you before this guy?
Nobody.
When you're growing up.
Dad wasn't abusive?
No.
Really?
Where's my bourbon?
Why is this acceptable to you?
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard to get rid of a homeboy if he's hitting
you. I'm pregnant with his
baby. I know, but here's our question. Why are you attracted to this guy who's abusive and most women who were healthier and came from a better environment would not tolerate this guy? What is it about you?
Forget what he was.
I think he's not going to, he might change, like, what if we go to counseling or something?
If he goes to counseling, if he's very motivated and he goes.
You think I can get him to go to counseling?
If you go to counseling, it's going to be to convince you to get out of this relationship. That's why you'd be going to counseling, to get away from this, to get enough self-esteem to get away. For him, if he's very motivated, he could change, but he's not going to.
I've tried to get him to.
All right, so he's not going to. There you go.
Okay, listen, he's going to batter you. You're going to screw this kid up. Can you give this kid up for adoption, please?
No.
Why not?
You got to screw him up yourself. You can't give him away. Can't give him a shot. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing for income? Where's your family?
My family, I come from a wealthy background.
You're good. Get some money from him. And what happened? Where was Daddy? He was working too much? He didn't pay attention to you?
Oh, my dad, he's not even in the picture. My dad left a long time ago.
How old were you when he left?
Very young.
How old?
Like 2 years old.
And where's the money come from?
My mom and my stepdad. My stepdad mostly, yeah.
Mm. How's your stepdad?
How old is he?
How is he? As a guy.
He's nice. He's real nice.
He never gets violent or rageful.
No, not at all.
But your dad, did he, before your mom ever talk about that?
I guess he was, but...
All right, well, that's where that got sort of etched into your biology.
All right, do your parents know that your old man hits you?
Huh?
Do your parents know that your boyfriend hits you?
No. If they knew that, then he would be history.
Right. Well, so look, he should be history. So here's the deal. He either gets counseling or he is history. That's
it. Let's work on her. Why don't you get some counseling?
All right, you get some counseling, too.
All right, Stephanie, you need a lot of support.
I know. I was thinking that me and him should get
counseling. No, together. You. Forget about him. Just you.
Does the counselor, he wouldn't charge you extra if you're pregnant.
I'll keep this baby, though.
All right.
You talk to somebody, though. Get a therapist. Talk to them. Maybe they'll bring your buddy in with him a little bit for some work.
All right.
But you get some help here because this is going to spiral completely out of control. All right?
All right.
You see how you're set up for this? You're abandoning...
All right, but let me say this. I had this idea this week about couples counseling. Four couples come in for counseling. So the guys have something to talk about.
So you're talking about sports?
We just chat about whatever went on during the week. Like,
Adam,
you go in with your wife, and then you bring your friend and his wife in, and you guys can talk separately.
Just because that's what happens in your therapy sessions, and I know... bringing another guy into your therapy would make perfect sense.
It'd be great to bring a couple guys, football, couple guys from the office in just to sort of break the tension, a little added distraction, a little something to talk about. Good Plus, sense. we could whack it up four ways that way, you know, $25 a head kind of thing. All right. That just, that's made sense. That's all. Kayla?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah.
You and your girl cousin made out with her guy friend?
No, me and the girl cousin did not make out.
With this guy?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, separately or together?
Your cousin?
Kind of separately, but in the same bed.
Same bed. Yeah. You and your girl cousin, you didn't make out together, but you made out with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
How old's the guy?
The guy is 15 also.
15.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's turning like 15 next week, I think.
Son of a bitch, he's 14?
He's killing it.
He's making out with two chicks?
Oh, goodness.
All right, what base did you get to?
What base?
Yeah, you know, the sexual basis.
I kind of touched his thingy.
Oh, you kind of?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break.
Okay.
All right.
Our phone's going out.
All right. Oh, no. All right, get on a new phone. Get on a better phone. Get on a hardwired phone. We'll take a quick break. Travis and Rob are both here from the transplants, and we'll hear some off CD and we'll do all the time. Dr. Drew over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob and Travis are both here from the transplants. CD is coming out in a couple of days. It'll be out on the 22nd. Oh, no. Travis has got the munchies. He's eating Skittles now.
I was going to beg those kids out there to go get me food right now, but...
Yeah, go get them to get your food.
I didn't have any money.
Oh, man, it'd be an honor for them to buy you some... some Del Taco or something.
It's an In-N-Out around the corner.
Come on. You don't take men in their state and talk about In-N-Out.
Kill me.
Tasty.
Insulin levels up, sugar levels down.
Yeah, got to replenish. All right, I gave the phone number. Transplant CD's out on Tuesday. We'll hear something else off the CD in a couple of few. And until then, it's back to the phones. Speaking to Kayla, who's 15. Now, Kayla was with her cousin.
Yeah.
Who is how old?
Huh?
How old is your cousin?
My cousin's 15.
Your female cousin.
Yeah.
And you're with both with a guy who is
14.
14.
And she touched his thing.
You're in the same bed together.
Yeah.
And now, do you like you both sort of took turns making out with the guy a little bit?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Like, he was just a friend of mine that I was going to try to hook her up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up kind of drinking a little, and I was just, I don't know, I guess in a hyper mood, whatever. But, like, we started playing Truth or Dare, and that just led to, like, going into the room and doing some stuff.
Did you mess around with your cousin at all?
Huh?
Did you mess around with your cousin at all?
Just a little, but, like,
ooh,
no big deal.
That is a big deal.
Is it?
Yeah, it's your cousin.
Incest.
Ew, no.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Ew.
It is like that if you messed around with her.
How is it not that?
No, I didn't, like, mess around like that. Like, I touched her boob, but, like, no big deal, you know?
That's still a pretty substantial boundary violation.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't want to be, like, a hick or something.
Well, I mean,
you're too late.
You're feeling up your cousin, okay.
It was a dare.
Okay, all right. Well, the point is what's the question?
Okay. Now, I see him at school every day, right? And she doesn't have to see him because she goes to a different school. And he lives nearby. And I just feel really weird around him. And I can't talk to him. I can't...
Okay.
I'm all intense around him.
All right. It'll blow over.
That's probably normal if you and your girlfriend make out with somebody, right?
Yeah, that's all right. It goes away. He stops thinking about it. You stop thinking about it.
Yeah, from his standpoint, it's weird because he's trying to figure out how he can do that again.
I don't know. Yeah, he actually wants to get a third chick in there this time. Oh, where do you go from that at 14? The Taboo 2 theme song reminded me that I had a conversation with John from System of a Down on Friday, and he was very enthusiastic telling me he has a DVD burner. And he's taking his whole collection and moving it over to DVD. But the thing that was funny, so I said, well, I got to get this Taboo 2. It's my favorite porn movie, and I got to get it on DVD. And he's like, I'll bring it by. I'll come over Monday. We'll go eat some Armenian food, and I'll give you the DVD. And I was like, great. And he goes, I got all the other taboos, too. And then he goes, and it's funny, he goes, Taboo 1 was awesome. Taboo 2 was, you know, the best. Taboo 3 was still good. And then he goes, and then it started falling off, and like, Taboo 17 wasn't that strong. I'm like, 17?
Oh my God.
17. I swear to Christ, tells me it's Taboo 17. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that got weird.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And I have no idea what the final tally on the Taboo series is, and maybe it's an ongoing thing, but definitely more taboos than Halloween's or Friday the 13th.
Is it all going to be on one giant CD or DVD?
Yeah, just the size of Wyoming. No, you can't fit all that on one.
Really? Too much?
Yeah. Even DVDs, you know, if you get a long movie, comes in two, doesn't it?
Well, they all have the games and, you know, the director's cut and narrations.
That's true. They probably trimmed all the fat from the Taboo series, and it's just nothing but money shots. All right, so looking forward to that.
The Ron Jeremy cut.
Alicia?
Yes?
You're at 19?
Uh-huh.
You live with your 32-year-old cousin?
Mm-hmm.
And is this a man?
Yeah.
What is the question?
All right.
It's kind of hard.
Well, spit it out.
Well, see, the problem is that on Saturday I was kind of drinking.
You're drinking?
Yeah, and I don't know. He was trying to, like, you know, like, he was helping me.
Helping you drink, or
just do it.
Helping you get undressed.
Oh no! Just like he, I was going to bed, right, and he was holding me because I was really drunk. And then, like, I don't know, like he started like wanting to get into bed with me.
Shocking! Right. Shocking!
Guys are so torn. It's like, on one hand, she's my cousin. On the other hand, she's 19 and she's loaded, and that trumps any family ties I may have to this woman.
No, but see, I was telling him, like, no, you know? And, like, supposedly, you know, he went away. And I fell asleep, and then in the morning, he was, like, right there, but he didn't know I was going. So I saw him, and he sneaked away. And then...
He was, like, he slept in bed with you?
No, like, he was, like, sitting next to me, like, holding me. And then, like, he left. And then in the morning, like later in the morning, I woke up, and then he came into the room, and... I don't know, he like was just there, you know, like lying by me.
Okay, why are you living with this guy?
Because I can't live with my mom.
Why is this confusing to you, how he's behaving?
Because, you know, I just never expected this because...
All right, well, that, you never expected it, but it's what it is.
I know.
Don't deny it. Don't pretend it's something.
And I feel so bad. I feel it's my fault. I feel like I feel so dirty.
No, okay. So who abused you before? Who sexually abused you when you were growing up?
Nobody.
Or raped you or something?
Mm-mm.
You've never had a rape or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Whose side of the family is this guy on?
He's on my mom's side.
How? What is...
Oh, hold on a second.
He's not on the mom's
side. He's not on your mom's side.
He's on my dad's side, right?
He's my mom's sister's son.
Mom's sister's son. He is your
so
mom's
he is on your mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And you're 19. How about thinking about getting out on your own?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Why would this a-hole's behavior, why would you blame yourself for this a-hole's behavior if you somehow in the past had never been led to believe that somehow things you do cause other people to do bad things to you?
I mean, like, you know, I've had problems and everything, but I've never been raped.
All right, what kind of problems?
Just problems with my mom, you know, I can't really live with her.
Why, what happens?
Because she's kind of promiscuous, you can say, that. You know, she likes to sleep around.
Are you exposed to that stuff? Do you have to see that?
No, like, this is, like, lately, you know, she's gone, like, midlife crisis and sort of stuff.
And where's your dad?
And he's in Mexico.
He's in Mexico. When did he leave?
I haven't seen him since that, like, a long time, but...
How old were you when he left?
Six.
And what was it like before he left? What was he like?
Well, I don't know. I was 6 months old.
6 months old?
Oh. Yeah.
You know, when you say six...
Yeah, I mean, usually when you're talking to a person, you say, how old were you when your dad left? And they say six. Now, let's be fair. It could be 6 days, 6 hours.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, she's...
Six minutes. But it was 6 months. But all right. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Wait a minute. Where was she?
That's her.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. All right. Alicia.
Uh-huh.
This is Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the voice of reason. I don't know what went on in your childhood. I'm imagining it wasn't the greatest childhood.
Aye!
And now you're living with your screwball cousin, and I don't trust this guy. And whatever happened wasn't your fault, but here's the deal. You cannot get drunk and pass out in front of this guy any longer.
Yeah, you got to put a lock on your door.
Uh-huh.
Put a lock on your door, one of those little barrel bolt locks, $5 down at the hardware store.
And you just get working on getting out of it.
Get a job and get out of the house. Do you have a job?
I just got a job. I haven't even started. But I know maybe it's not my fault, but, you know.
Well, we don't even know what happened exactly, do we?
I know. I don't even remember. Like, I remember, like, little flashes, you know, like, not that much. And, you know, he's acting like nothing happened.
Well, why are you so upset if not...
If nothing happened.
Huh?
If nothing happened.
Okay, wait, this is going to take longer than we have.
No, yeah. See, no, the problem is that, you know, he acts like nothing happened, but I remember a kiss. I remember.
Okay.
I didn't have my shorts on when I woke up.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, that counts. And it's not like you're wearing pants, like you were wearing shorts and then you woke up with pants on. Everything was gone, right?
Just a short.
No, just woke up with a dress on.
Make that clear. All right. Oh, I wish I could wake up once wearing less than what I went to bed with and someone else took it off. But it's different as a guy. It's never. I wake up, I go to sleep in my underpants, I wake up wearing sweatpants and mucklucks. It's always more than what I went to bed with. I don't know how that works mathematically. Somebody comes in and puts clothing on me while I'm asleep. Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, baby. You need to not get pregnant. Are you pregnant?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever been?
Never.
Oh, never.
Good.
All right. Birth control, don't have any kids, don't get drunk and pass out, find a job, you have a job, fight to keep it, get a friend, get a roommate,
get out
move out, and start your life.
Get a barrel bolt in the meantime.
Okay.
A lock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Well,
thank you.
You'll be all right.
All right, and if this guy tries anything, you call the cops, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
She's a way more of a trauma survivor than she even knows.
She's a mess. Yeah. And look, this is why I hate all this. Her dad is dad in Mexico. I hope a donkey kicks him in the head tomorrow. I don't know if they have cars over there or how it works. Or maybe he gets run over if, in fact, there is automobiles there.
Oh,
but the point is these guys, they have these kids. They just abandon them at 6 months old. They go off and start second and third families. They live their life. They do their own thing. They either go to Mexico or Florida. And then the kid then gets abused by the succession of mom's horrible boyfriends and stepdads and everything. And then the kid, and then now it's like, this is our problem now. Kid gets pregnant, kid gets hooked up with screwball guys abusing her, then their kid, and we all have to deal with the mess that you left behind because you're too big a puss to do the right thing, to be a man, to stay behind, to raise your child, to show your child some love and some nurturing, and to take care of your child. This whole thing of, like, scattering kids about, I can't bend my mind around this, how guys just every day gladly do it. And they're not, you know, it's not like they're all as sociopaths or serial killers. I mean, you talk to these guys like, yeah, I got a couple. Okay, I got one over here and I got one over here. Do you ever talk to this one? I mean, every third chick we talk to, it's like, where's your dad? I don't know. I haven't seen him in 15 years. You don't talk to him? He used to send me Christmas cards. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
That's horrible. And you guys, you guys should really just put a gun in your mouth. Just do it. You disgust me, all of you. Put a gun in your mouth. Do society a favor. Have some dignity.
Exactly.
A-holes. John? Thank you. That's what it would sound like. John, you're 22.
How you doing, Adam?
What's up?
Not much. Travis, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Adam, you're a god.
Thanks. I think that trumps Travis because as a god, I guess I could make myself a genius if I had to.
Or create many geniuses.
Well, I don't want to do that because I want to put the pressure on guys like Travis to have a bunch of geniuses running around. Then all of a sudden he's average. He's no genius anymore.
What's up, John?
Why?
My question's for Drew.
Yeah,
my girlfriend's breasts lactate.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never been pregnant.
Have they always lactated?
No, she got on Depo.
Well, there you go. Because the most common reason for the lactation is medication.
She's been off for 2 years and they still lactate.
Off the Depo.
Yeah.
Any other?
it took about a year for her to get a period.
Right, it takes about 6 months or so. Any other medication she's taking?
No, none at all.
You sure?
Positive.
Well, then she needs to go get a medical checkup, because low thyroid and or prolactin-secreting tumors in the pituitary gland can also cause this.
See, I was thinking about that.
So she needs to get checked out.
And one other question. Mm.
John, you've been giving the...
pituitary tumor?
The prolactating tumors a lot of thought lately?
Yeah, well, because I'm taking an anatomy course.
Oh, good.
So I'm learning all this crap.
All right.
Well, there you go.
All right, so she's got to just go and see a physician or a gynecologist?
General doctor would be fine.
John?
Yeah.
So tell her to do that, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
What would be the best birth control?
For her?
Yeah. Like something that won't mess her up as much as a depo?
Pills, probably. Yeah, better. Probably the triphasic pills, something like that. But again, she has to remember to take it at the same time every day.
All right.
All right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Jen.
You guys have a good
See
one.
See you later.
Hey, you're good people, buddy. I like that, John. Hey, how about we hear something from the transplants?
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah? You ready there, Anderson? All right. This is from the transplants. It's off the transplants CD, at least that's the name of it, which is coming out on Tuesday, the 22nd. And this one's called 117. Everybody. Anderson wasn't ready, you know. Song ended abruptly. It's a short song. A good song.
Thank you.
The whole thing is, you rock that hard, you can't go on that long, you burn out.
Explode. You combust.
You got to keep it under three, otherwise the drum kit catches on fire, the bass, the amps all explode. Yeah. Now, you know what's nice is first song sounded completely different than that song, which is
like the whole record. Nice. I mean, there's 12 songs, but like each song's different. You know, like I don't know, we just wanted to make something different.
Yeah, it sounded great. That one sounded like I could hear a little Rancid vibe mixed into it a little bit.
That'd be Tim.
Yeah. Well, it works. All right. Let's take one more call before we go to break. All right. Let's talk to Michael. Michael?
Yeah. Hi.
23.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I just wanted to get some feedback from you guys. I was diagnosed with cancer a few months back, and at the time it looked like I was probably going to die. And okay. I think I just
kind of... What kind of cancer?
Ewing sarcoma.
Oof.
Yeah. And I think out of just like panic and stupidity, I asked my girlfriend at the time to marry me. I don't know. I wasn't thinking straight. But anyway, she took a year off of college, and she came up to help me out through the chemo and everything. And now it looks like I'm going to survive, and... I don't feel like I want to marry her. And my question is, is that something I should do just because I've already made that commitment, even though I made it kind of in a state of duress?
Travis says no.
You know what?
But
yeah, I did a lot of things in that little state of duress, and there were huge mistakes, you know. So, I mean, it's amazing you survived, you know, your chemotherapy and everything. But if you don't love somebody, or you know, you don't really want to marry someone, that's a big commitment to walk in and into, and then you know, try to leave if you're not sure. Like, you gotta be positive, man. You gotta love that person, or I would run like hell, you know.
I would also think that if you were to ask her a question like that, she wouldn't want you to marry her if that were the conditions under which
you're
doing
it. Yeah, that's not fair for either of you guys.
Yeah. Who wants to like be in a relationship where you go, yeah, I know he really, really didn't love me.
That sucks.
He married me because, you know, he said he would. Like, I'm sure she'll have your back regardless, you know?
Yeah, actually, she's pretty stuck on me marrying her. Ooh. I mean, the termination of the relationship if I don't follow.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I worry about cosmically when God strikes you down with more cancer after you dump her, because you know that's how it's going to work, right?
Yeah, I've actually thought about that.
You relapse. As soon as you dump her, boom, cancer comes right back.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to marry her again.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking, is because I'm trying to live this moral life now that it looks like I'm going to survive cancer, and I don't know.
All right. Did you not live a moral life before?
Not really. I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If she truly loves him, like she'll have to understand, no matter how whooped she is on him, you know.
Well, why did you want to marry her? What's happening?
Well, just the way she
hair grow back, he can get laid now.
She deals with what?
No, that's not it. It's just the way she deals with stress. Like, I've realized, like, the slightest problem just becomes this. It just gets totally blown out of proportion. And she's, I don't know, just maladaptive communication patterns. Like, she's sarcastic all the time and just use, like, name-calling and stuff to get what she wants. I don't know.
Well, why don't you just get down to the basic with her that things aren't working out, that this relationship isn't working, that you're trying to hang in, you feel guilty. I mean, you want it to work out, but it isn't.
Yeah.
Are you guys living together?
We're up at my mom's right now. We were going to college together, but
now you're at your mom's?
Yeah, so I can get through this treatment.
Okay. And are you done with the treatment?
Almost. I'm getting close.
Does she need to go back to wherever she came from to get her stuff together?
Yeah, college. Yeah, we were in our senior year together.
Hmm. Okay, so she needs to head out. You need to head out anyway.
Right.
This is, to me, a good opportunity to sort of...
you need to leave her.
Get a little distance. Like, I mean...
Yeah, but then it's going to be weird. It's going to be...
But does he have to drop the hammer while they're both living at mom's house and he's still finishing his treatment, you know?
Yeah.
Couldn't you do something? I mean, okay, how about you give her one of these? How about you give one of these? This whole experience has changed my life. I mean, you know, a year ago I thought I was not going to see my 25th birthday.
I'm Spider-Man.
Now I can shoot webs from my... No, now you say... Now things obviously are different. I went through a life-altering event here. I need to clear my head. I need to get out of mom's house. You need to go back to college and finish up your degree or do whatever you got to do. I need to find my own place. And I need to just need to chill for a little bit. Do you think that could get her back to wherever she is and get you to wherever you need to go, and then you drop that bomb a little bit later?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think you have to drop the hammer right now where you're both living at mom's, and maybe you shouldn't. You've been through a lot. She's been through a ton. She's probably not at her best. You're probably not at your best. But you spread out and say you need the dust to settle. You need to let the snow globe settle here. It just got shooken up pretty good.
Yeah,
let's not make any decisions until the snow globe settles.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Then you dump her and start nailing your nurse. All right. That's my plan, at least. Do we need to take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. We're going to do that. Rob and Travis both here from the transplants. Take a little break, and we'll be right back. Travis and Rob are both here from the transplants. Enjoy Travis while he's a free man.
Free? What do you mean free?
I mean on the outside.
Oh, you're talking about the police.
Yeah. That's right. Not in the joint is what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
Yeah. Let's see. Transplant, name of the CD, coming out this Tuesday, the 22nd. And no tour date worked out as of yet, but it will be forthcoming. Yes. All right, let's talk to Danielle. Danielle?
Hello?
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Travis?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you. You are so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you very much.
Man, with the big F word.
Foul language.
The big F word on that one. I don't know if her question was bogus or what the deal was.
What was it?
Well, she said her 19-year-old boyfriend got her pregnant, but she was 15. I believe that's true, but I think Travis's look still took precedence over her pregnancy. But we got to hang up on you there, Daniel, because you can't scream the F word. And I know, I wanted to scream out the F word, too, when I saw Travis, but I contained myself. Andrew? Oh, wait a minute. Take the wrong call?
No, that's it.
Andrew?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Well, first of all, Andrew and Drew, big fan. Drew, if you ever start a private practice, I'm first in line.
Shut up! Hey, a caller who goes by the name of Andrew?
Yeah.
You named yourself Andrew. My name's not Andrew.
No, this is Adam, right?
Right.
And Drew?
Yeah, and you said Andrew and Drew.
Oh, I meant Adam. Yeah, I'm a little shaken up right now.
But is Andrew your real name?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew, really?
Yeah, Andrew, I've been in practice for about 18 years.
Private practice?
Yes.
Wow, I'd love to get your number.
No. Not a chance.
He won't see me.
Oh, no.
No.
All right.
Anyway, so I got a Prince Albert about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when my girlfriend and I have sex now, she's getting, not necessarily a rash, but she says she's getting really raw. And the sex time has been cut down, but she really loves the feeling. And we're we don't think she's allergic because she's got other piercings. And
you don't think she's allergic to what?
The metal?
Maybe like the jewelry?
Yeah.
Why don't you wear one of those reinforced condoms?
Because you're raw dog.
They're not wearing condoms.
Yeah, but I mean, you're raw dog to see if she's reacting to
that's
it.
Good.
Well, I mean, she's on the pill, so we'd rather not have to wear the condom.
I understand, but to see if she's reacting to the metal.
She's raw.
No. Okay,
she's irritated.
We have worn condoms to begin with because you have to because it bleeds.
Right.
And then she wasn't having a problem, but I guess, that kind of would narrow it down, but I'd rather not think that I have to take it out.
Well, that's why she'd rather not tell you that it doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference that whether you have it in or not. She's, oh, it feels so great. What's the gosh, you're going to get it out of there.
All right.
But I went through a lot of pain for this thing.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter to her, I promise.
You know what's horrible? Is when you take it out, you're going to everywhere.
Yes, I know.
You have one of these?
I did that, when I was young. And now, obviously, I don't put jewelry in it. Like, it was retarded. I did it with, a girlfriend of mine. Like, we both did it. But it's awful. For when you pee everywhere. Like, I pee everywhere.
Does it come out of the hole at the bottom?
Yeah. Sometimes it has a mind of its own.
If you put your finger over the tip of your penis, would it come out of that hole?
Yes.
Wow, I'd like to see that.
Same with, sexually, too.
That during the break?
Okay. When your white diamonds, whatever, when they make their thing happen, like, they choose their own hole.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah.
Interesting.
Drew's looking at me like, so crazy right now.
Good times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
And couldn't you, I know it sounds horrible, but what if you put, a toothpick up there and broke it off, just to sort of thumb in the dike,
I have no idea. But I think I'm going to get mine sewn, maybe sew the hole up.
How does it do that?
When I pee right now, it's crazy.
I think I could, a little silicone caulk, I could take care of that, no problem.
Yeah, that's a real operation.
Really?
You have to split the whole thing open, the whole big
thing.
I'm bored, so I put a spear through my penis.
All right, Drew.
I don't know.
All right, so Andrew.
Yeah.
Well, you got a good life to look forward to with the whiz coming out on your slippers and on top of the toilet simultaneously.
Can't wait.
And, it's just what happens. God punishes you when you put spears through your penis. But you said the condom stopped whatever was going on, so that might be your answer. So maybe you do have to get rid of whatever the foreign object is.
Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this, Drew.
Of course.
It's stainless steel. Okay. And it's going into her vagina, and is the irritation, we don't know if the irritation's from the thing rubbing.
From mechanical or some sort of allergic reaction. In whatever.
Does anyone have an allergic reaction to stainless steel?
No.
Maybe
unless there's nickel in there.
Maybe he thinks he did something cool for his old lady, in reality, this old lady's getting a rash from it, yeah. And she's not excited by it, and she doesn't have the heart to tell him.
Absolutely, that's what's happening.
All right, so could he take it out then?
I don't know.
Travis, yeah. How'd you do it? Should you do it yourself?
Yeah, yeah. You just take it out. You, like I said, you pee everywhere. You you orgasm everywhere. But you are more sensitive.
Really?
Yeah.
And
I don't know why.
Does the pee everywhere and the orgasm everywhere, is that every time? Or is it?
Yeah. Was it worth it? No. If I could go back, no. I would much rather be able to, like, you know, like maybe if we were driving somewhere, me and him, he could probably pee in a bottle. Me? Are you kidding me? I need like a wide can, like, you know, something, because I have no idea where it's gonna go. You know?
Really?
So, yeah, it's retarded.
Wow, Travis, you should really cut some PSAs.
Yeah.
You should do some liners.
Yeah.
This is Travis from Boxcar Racer, Blink, and Transplants.
Because you need to know.
Do not pierce your penis.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Because everyone, as a guy, you enjoy the freedom of taking a leak in a bottle.
Yeah.
Especially you get your long road trip. You get in the back of a car, you're going somewhere.
I'm basically a woman now. You know what I mean? Like, I can't control where I'm going to pee.
Save it for the PSA. That's one of
especially
the things.
Especially that passion. I want to capture that again.
I want to capture the essence of that. Oh, my God. All right. I still like to see it once. Just, you know, because it's part of my job. Bryce?
Rob?
Bryce? Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I can't believe I'm talking to you. You are so effing gorgeous.
You're an idiot.
No, I'm kidding. Hey Rob, you said you're from Fresno.
Yeah.
I'm from Clovis. What high school did you go to?
I went to Clovis West.
I went to Clovis High.
All right. When did you graduate?
98.
Right on.
Yeah. What middle school?
What's that?
What middle school did you go to?
Kasner.
My parents are teachers, so just wondering.
Who are your parents?
Mike and Lynn Thurston. Dad teaches at Tenaya, mom teaches at Central, so.
Yeah, I didn't go to either of those.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're batting 1,000 here, Bryce.
Okay.
This is must be incredible for you, that Rob, to take a walk down memory lane, except
to schools I didn't go to.
It's not really your memory. But taking a walk down Bryce's memory lane is going to be amazing. Where's that memory lane? Is that near the Addiction Road, Drew?
Of course.
Where is that?
Of course. Well, you can't really find
it. All right, Bryce. Do you have a question, or is that it?
No, I have a question. Drew, have you ever heard of circumcision restoration?
Yeah.
I was just talking to a friend tonight, and he wants to, he was talking about it, some sort of object. He said, go online, you can get it. And he's basically mad at his parents because they...
Stop there. He's just mad at his parents. Like, a nice place to focus at is on the penis. Like, there's too much else going on in the world right now to be worried about crap like this, please.
No, I mean, I wasn't thinking of doing it. I just was telling him that it doesn't sound like something, you know, safe. It sounds like... I mean, he said it your skin grows, but I think what he really means is, like, stretches.
Yeah, it stretches.
Yeah, you train it.
Yeah.
Right.
You use, like, medical tape, and you try to pull what's left down, and over the years, like putting progressively larger hoops in your ear, you can get whatever it is to stretch out eventually, but... You spend the next 10 years taping your dork. You know what I mean? You're down there. You can use a little of that tape to cover the hole, I think. But you're down there, you're taping your penis, and now you got half a foreskin, and chicks are all freaked out. And the sensitivity doesn't come back because you've had X amount of years of your penis
plus
circumcised
all
form.
All of our callers ejaculate too quickly anyway.
But yes, Drew, you've hit the nail on the head. These guys, the guys who want to mess with their penises are guys who just want to mess with their family. Mm-hmm. They're angry at their family. Mm-hmm. They don't, and this is the way they're going to take it out on them.
Yeah.
Are you really more sensitive when you're not circumcised? Like, is that a fact?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, the skin changes and stuff. But.
Yeah, you're more sensitive, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
Or?
Yeah, okay. I was, it's a long story, but I know what it's like to live in both shoes, and okay. I can tell you.
Socks.
Both socks. Both turtlenecks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a much more sensitive, but distractingly sensitive, like a little too much. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like sensitive, like the roof of your mouth is sensitive, and it's like weird. You know, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, and you go, it's kind of got some of that going to it.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you know your penis as is whatever it is. You got to focus on places to put it. Now, not how much tape to put on.
Yeah, don't alter
that,
it.
That's what you need
or
to focus
what to put
on.
Through it.
Or what to put through it. Oh, come on. Leave Travis alone. We're going to get that PSA going. All right, Travis, Rob, both here from the Transplants. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Travis, Rob, both here from the Transplants. And Transplants CD is coming out on Tuesday. That is this Tuesday, the 22nd. As you've heard, if you've been listening to the show, it's a very strong CD. And it looks good. The CD looks good. Everything looks good. No reason under the sun not to go out and buy this CD.
Yep.
That's right. All right, so... We're going to hop back the phones, and we'll speak to Melanie, who's 23 years old. Melanie?
Hi. You guys are awesome.
Great. What's up?
Well, I guess I have an external hemorrhoid. And, like, I went to one doctor, and he's like, he told me to get it removed. And then I went to another doctor, and he's like, oh, if you get it removed, you'll just get another one.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, is it aesthetically, like, really displeasing to guys, and like, is it worth getting it removed, or what should, you know?
Have you been pregnant?
Yeah.
I've never been pregnant. No, I just like had a bad diet. I, you know, drank a lot of caffeine, no fiber.
Have you been pregnant?
No.
Are you overweight?
Yes, I have been overweight.
All right, well, that's maybe lose the weight.
That's a little rough on the guy's eyes,
well,
too.
Well, actually, I just lost about 30 pounds.
Okay.
How much do you weigh now?
It hasn't shrunk.
How much do you weigh now?
I weigh 150.
So the guy.
How tall are you?
5'4".
All right.
Yeah, you should.
That's thinner than you were. Now the guy's going down on you, and you're like, that's not
well,
my
know,
clit.
You can't really. You know, it's like that's kind of lower. You know, so it's not really.
It's like a surprise.
No, guys are not going to care. Wait, do you even know what she's talking about?
About yeah, her.
You've seen these?
Her hemorrhoid.
You've seen these?
No, I know what they are. It's awful though. Yeah.
Have you seen them?
No.
No. You wouldn't even know what you're looking at.
But you can maybe feel it or something?
No, no. Well, it depends how busy you wanted to get. It depends what was on the menu.
It depends what you're exploring, like what part of her body you're exploring.
Okay.
So if you went to go and, you know, make
a knock on the back door, you might.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really obvious when you're doing doggy style.
Yeah, that would be odd.
Right.
If I was doggy.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to see that.
That's horrible. I'm talking from just a guy. Like you're the doctor.
I
don't know if they're healthy or not healthy, but they're an eyesore. You don't want to look at that.
Soreness is to her, but it's going to come back anyway. Probably. And you've never been pregnant?
No, I've never been pregnant.
All right. Why don't you just use some creams and things to try to get back under control?
Well, like yeah, I got like this little like suppository stuff and stuff, but it's like it hasn't like shrunk or anything. Like
How big are we talking about? Like an index finger kind of thing, or
I used to be able to just stick it back in, but now I can't stick it in, like, because the skin is tight. But, like, I could stick it in, like.
Third or fourth orifice.
No, but you can get them banded. Why don't you get it banded and see if that takes care of it.
How do you get it banded?
They sort of rip a rubber band around a real tight band.
Oh, my gosh.
See if it falls off.
Rubber banding?
From San Diego, by the way, Travis.
I'm not from San Diego. I'm from Corona. Are you sexually active?
You get out that way. You make the rounds.
Are you sexually active with somebody?
Not right now. Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen him?
Well, like this one guy I was with, like he's like, well, what's that? But it was smaller then. I mean, that was years ago. But like my relationship with a guy, whole nother story. Like I like, you know, have like one night stands and stuff. And
wow.
So that's a whole nother, like, you know. So I don't really get like a lot of input on it. You know, like not a long term relationship.
Right.
When the guy asked you what it was, what'd you tell him?
Like, I was like, well, I didn't know at that time. I was like, I don't know. I've just had that since I was, like, 13.
Yeah. So what you call, it's an extra. It's like when you buy a car and it has a sunroof, you need to order it, but there it is. You know?
Yeah. Fully loaded.
You don't argue with that. All right, Melanie.
Okay.
Well, good times, you know.
Have it banded if it bothers you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, baby.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All righty then. All right.
Wow.
Well. And by the way, if you're just doing the one-night stand, forget about the what's that conversation. You put the condom on, you never have to ask any questions. Like the guy, what's that? It's been a great conversation. Well, let me see. Let's do some math here.
Yeah.
It's my twin. It's about two fingers away from my cornhole. It's not my clitoris. I don't have a penis. Let's do some anus math here, buddy. And what is that? And what, by the way, what is a satisfactory answer for a guy? What is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you say? It's a pencil eraser that I crazy glued onto my anus.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
What is the answer?
Right.
What is that?
Man.
Think of the mentality of a guy that asks that question.
But I do like when people see like weird birthmarks and stuff and they go, what's that?
Yeah, that's like my kids did that when they were five.
Right, I know.
That's what they do. They go, what's that?
Somebody's got a weird scar or something. What is that? It's like, oh, what are you, retarded? Something happened.
She probably brings home winners, though, you know? Like,
evidently.
Oh, a lot of one-night stands. Whew. Wow. All right.
What are you going to do?
Man, what are you going to do? Good times. I'll tell you what. It takes all kinds.
That's why you make the big bucks.
That's why I make the big bucks. Brandon?
Yeah.
17.
Yeah, hey.
What's up?
Okay, I have a question for Rob and Travis.
Yeah.
Back when you guys played the show with the Distillers at the Roxy, you guys never released any MP3s before you went on tour, and you guys, what you guys were going on, but you kind of assumed that, like, people were going to come see the show without hearing any music, and I was curious, you know, why you guys never released any of the music before you guys went on tour.
Well, the tour was a Distillers tour, so everyone was coming to see the Distillers. They were
I came to see you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. But you gotta understand, we decided that we were gonna like play shows and be like a real band and do everything like weeks before that. We just kind of like did it on a whim, and then it's kind of neat to see a band and not know anything about it and not have the availability of listening to like the band before you go see them. It's just kind of cool to surprise everybody.
It is interesting, which is not no one, but now you go to a concert, to see a band, you know their work, you know their music, and you're like, I want to see these guys. I've seen these guys 10 times. They're really good. I want to go see them again. Once in a while, you find yourself in a position where you're seeing a band that you've never heard of. You don't know any of their music.
That's always used to
and
be.
And it's nice.
Yeah. It's like, hey, it's refreshing.
There's a buzz about this band I hear. They're good. I wanted to hear them.
No, I mean, right. I agree. Like, I see shows whenever I can, and, I mean, that's essentially all I do. And, I mean, the fact that I'm a fan of you, Travis, back in the day when you were playing for the Aquabats, and I'm a big fan of Tim. So, I mean,
I didn't know Travis was an Aquabat.
I didn't either. Oh, my goodness.
I was an Aquabat. I was like the little white devil in the Aquabats.
Were you up here when Bobcat brought you guys up here?
No, I didn't come. I was afraid. I had this weird girl that was, I thought she was going to call. I've had weird things like that happen.
What?
So,
oh, my God, the Aquabats.
No, do you know what? Going back to the transplants, we didn't have a website either up until a month ago. And we just barely put everything up, so. Mm-hmm.
All right, Brandon.
I have one more quick question.
Okay.
And my other question is, I read on the internet that Tim had about 30 or 40 songs worked out that he recently gave to you for you to work out some drum beats to.
No.
It said something like that on your website, that Tim had a bunch of songs worked out and you were working on some new beats for him.
No, I just put a studio in my house, and I'm working on like transplants, like drum beats and stuff, like when I get back from my boxcar tour.
Okay, cool.
All right, Brandon.
Anyways, I look forward to the album, and thanks, guys, for having me on.
All right,
thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Brandon, 17 years old, sounds like he's 29 and been writing for the Rolling Stone for quite some years.
Now, can I tell you guys an awful story?
Yeah. Aquabat related?
No, this was Blink related. I came here one night with Blink, Mark, and Tom. A girl called, and we let her, you know, she said, I want to come down. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, I want to talk to Travis. I want to meet Travis. She came down here, right?
Right.
I had a girlfriend then. So I made it happen with her and her girlfriend that night.
Oh, really?
The next morning, I have a
girlfriend. From this show?
Yeah, from this show. Like, left this show with these two, like, strippers, whatever, right?
Wow.
And then the next morning, Kevin and Bean do a show that goes, call if you've ever slept with, like, a celebrity or a rock star. These girls call. My girlfriend, in the meantime, is at work listening.
Oh.
She calls in and goes, yeah, I just, you know, whatever, I just...
Last night.
Spills the beans. I come in and Kevin and Bean are like, Travis, what's up? We got a surprise for you on the radio.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And what did the old lady think of that?
The old lady was freaking. Phone was ringing on the radio, everything, you know, like, and of course, Kevin and Bean were like, who's calling your girlfriend? You know, blah, blah, blah. But it was an awful situation.
Are you guys still together or did you break up?
No. I told her, you know, it was false. We just did it as a joke. Yeah. I put my foot in my mouth. Right, over and over again when that happened.
But are you broken up with her now?
Yeah, God, yeah.
Okay, good. So say what you want.
He's a despicable asshole.
Drew, please. The thing is too, is especially, like, whoever you're with knows when someone is lying or not by any one of the details.
Yeah.
So it could be what you said, could be a tat you have, could be a third hole, second hole in the penis, whatever, well, whatever it is.
Sprays out all over the room.
Right, I mean, and all, yeah. Yeah, especially when you do stuff that you know is so you, and then your only answer is, it doesn't sound like something I might do. Well, that was good. That came off of being here.
Yep.
God bless you. How
were these chicks? I got laid because of you guys.
Were they hot? Were these chicks hot?
Yeah, they were beautiful. For the time, you know, I was like 21.
Sure.
Two strippers. I was like had a girlfriend for like a week. Of course they were good, you know?
Where'd you guys go? Did you go to a hotel?
Went to a hotel.
Oh, my God.
Would they have it worked out? It was their
place?
No,
we were playing like a show here the next day, so I already had a hotel. It was
beautiful.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, this is rock and roll.
Yeah. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Those Aquabats sucked.
Yeah.
No, they rule, actually. I love that band.
Were fun.
It's great, though. And when it came time for the big orgasm, you give one hole and one the other hole. And
I don't know what happens. I think they fight, like, whoever gets to which one, you know? I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. Honey, stripper number one, you get the top hole. You get the side port. Now, hang on. All right, we'll be back. All right, we're going to make this fast because I got to finish my rant.
Of course.
Robert Travis. Right. Transplants, everybody. CD's coming out this Tuesday, the 22nd. Guys, great to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Come back, visit us in any one of many bands. And Rob, you can visit us while you're still in the transplant. All right. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Your penis.
Right.
All right, Tim, you ready?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.